The Gemara on the top of Daf Chavda Amud Aleph brings down a statement. The Gemara says like this: that Yasser Ban Gemara Papa Bekami Mishmei Dushmul Avol Shoshimish Mitasa B'Mei Avlo Chay Misav. And Avol is Mishamish Mitasa B'Mei Avlo. He is Chay Misav. So the Gemara qualifies Amalei Papa Aser Itmar Shmei Rav Yochanan Itmar. The Gemara says two things. Number one, it's not Chay Misa. You're not Chay Misa for Mishamish Mei Avlo. It's just that it's Aser. And number two, it's Mishmei Rav Yochanan Itmar. It's not Shmuel said this, but it's Rav Yochanan who said it. So the Havina was, the way we thought the Gersa is, that an Avol who is Mishamish Mitasa B'mei Avla is Chay Misa, and the Gemara changes it and says it's not actually Chay Misa, but it just means that it's Aser to be Mishamish Mitasa B'mei Avla. Now the Kiveg over here in Gilyan Hashas asks a Shtarker Kash on the Gemara. He says, Lo Yadati Ma Chiddush B'zeh. He says, Afidim Askan in the Gemara, that is just saying that an Avol is also B'tashash Shemitah, so what's the Chiddush? Yisra B'Brai said, what's the chiddush? We had a beferish b'raisa already earlier on the chav avon alf. We have a list of all the things that an avol is not allowed to do, and one of them is tashish shemitah. So it's mefurish in the b'raisa over there that an avol is also tashish shemitah. So what's the chiddush over here of the Gemara saying that an avol can't be mishamish mitasa? Bishlam alufi the havin of the Gemara if the gear says avol is chay misa, so you have a gavaldik chiddush and he's chay misa being mishamish b'may avlei. But if you're telling me that that's not what it really means. It's not that it's Chay Misa, just that it's Aser, so there's no Chiddush. We have that, we know that already from the Barisim before. And Dav Chaf Aleph, Paldik Akasha, Yiblaib Shver, Tzarechian, what is the Chiddush of the Gemara? Now, you look in their Shash over here. Their Shash says a beautiful Teretz to answer the Kivegim. And he's mocked him two questions. Number one, he asks, why Bechlal does this Gemara appear over here? Why is Gemara suddenly bringing down a statement about an Avol being Aser B'tasha Shemitah over here in Dav Chaf Dal? This belongs earlier in that Sugya in Dav Chaf Aleph, which talks about these Suri Avelis. But what is it doing over here? It doesn't fit into the whole Sugya. Number two is Medag. The lashon of the Gemara is Avol Shishimish Mitasi Bimei Evloi Chayamisa. And Avol is Mishamish Mitasi Bimei Evloi is Chayamisa. What's this double lashon? An Avol that's Mishamish Bimei Evloi is Chayav. Why if they say Bimei Evloi? If you call him an Avol, Avol Shishimish, obviously it's Bimei Evloi. If it's not Bimei Evloi, it's not Avol. What's this Reboy? What's the Chiddush of Avol Shishimish Mitasi Bimei Evloi? Why are we stressing Bimei Evloi? So Zakhtar Ashash, he says that the pshat is like this. The really chadah is metoritz bechavrta, that this statement that avos shemesh mitasu b'mei avlo chayim misa is not going on the regular iser tasha shemita, that we already know from Dav Chav Aleph. This is coming to be marba that even on Shabbos he's chayim misa or aser to be mishamish mitasu. That is something which is not pashat. That is something that we don't know from Dav Chav Aleph. That's something we have, there's a whole shayla, it's machlokes in the Gemara, is the iser tasha shemita noeg on Shabbos or not. That is something which is not pashat, that we don't know from the Brayos in Dav Chav Aleph, and that's what the Gemara is being marba over here, that Avol is Aser B'tashash Shemitah, B'mei Avlo, that even on Shabbos he's Aser B'tashash Shemitah, and that's why he's Medak, and he says, Avol is Aser, Avol Shishimish B'tashash B'mei Avlo, Chay Misa, the B'mei Avlo is being Marba, even on Shabbos, because even Shabbos is one of the Shivas Yimei Avelis, is part of the Yimei Avelis. It's not, he's not Noyig Avelis B'Pail on Shabbos necessarily, but the Dvarim Shibitzin are Noyig, and therefore, if you would have just said Avol Shishimish, maybe that would mean when he's an act of Avol, which means excluding Shabbos. But B'mei Evloi is saying, even B'mei Evloi, anytime which is B'mei Evloi, if it's a day of Avelis, even though he's not being Noig Avelis B'Pail, he's going to be Chayim Misa, or it's going to be Aser, that's coming to be Marba even Shabbos, and that's why it fits in beautifully why this Gemara appears over here, because this is the sugya of whether Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos or not, and that is the aside of that statement that the Avol Shishimish Mitasa is Chayiv even on Shabbos, or it's Aser even on Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara over here, and it's Miyosha Rabbi Kvega's Kasha. What the Chiddush is, because we talk, don't know this from the Brayos before in Dav Chav Aleph, that is talking about during the week, and over here would be Mechadish, even on Shabbos, is Aser B'tasha Shemitah. L'char, it's a beautiful text on the Shash, it fits in beautifully into the Gemara, it's Meduik in the words, and the question is, why didn't Rabbi Kvega say this? Why didn't Rabbi Kvega not, why didn't he want to learn like this? L'char, it's a Teretz Nifla, Upashit, and very Mestaber. And I think that perhaps the Hechach of Rabbi Kvega could be like this. I think it's Muchach Menei Ubei from the Gemara, Lefi Taisis, that the Rishash is not correct, and I think that's where Rabbi Kvega is coming from. The Gemara says on the top of the Amud, Bar Meir Rabbi Yochanan Mishmul, Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos or Ein Avelos B'Shabbos? Is there Avelos on Shabbos or not? That's a Shiloh Rabbi Yochanan asks Shmuel. So Amrlei, so Shmuel responds to him, Amrlei, Ein Avelos B'Shabbos, there is no Avelos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to know, is there Avelos B'Shabbos or not? Is, in other words, is there an Isser Tasha Shemitah, Dvarim Shebitzin on Shabbos or no? And Shmuel answered Rabbi Yochanan that there is no Avelos on Shabbos. Now the Pashas in the Gemara would be, the Rabbi Yochanan was Mekabel Shmuel said, and he would now hold that Ein Avelos B'Shabbos is no Isser Tasha Shemitah B'Shabbos. But if you look at the top Taisis, Taisis says that that's not correct. Taisis says, Dibra Maskel Ba Minei Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel, Miu Rabbi Yochanan Lekibo Mishmuel. You can't say that Rabbi Yochanan accepted what Shmuel said. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that Dvarim Shebitzinah is not on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that you're not allowed to be Mishamash Mita on Shabbos. There is a Avelos on Shabbos. So, how do I know? Like I explained before, He's referring to what he Tosis himself explained on Daf Chav Gimel and Beis on the top Tosis. So Tosis over there goes through the whole shaila whether there is a din avelus on Shabbos or not, and he proves Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that there is an isra avelus of dvarim shebitzin on Shabbos. So being that he proved that Rabbi Yochanan holds Tasha Shemita is also on Shabbos, behechach you have to say that Rabbi Yochanan over here was not mekabel, which Shmuel told him that ain avelus b'Shabbos. Ad kan divrei ha-Tosis. Now, l'chara, if the Rashash is correct that this statement over here that an avos shishim is chayav misa is be me'evlo is come to marbe even Shabbos, and Tosis is a pella. If he wants to prove that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is an isra avelus on Shabbos, why does he have to refer us back to a Tosis early in Daf Chav Gimel who proved based on the Gemara in Ksubis Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's an isra avelus on Shabbos? It's right here. It's mamash Gemara b'furash. It's right here. This Gemara that says avos shishim is mitasa me'evlo chayav misa, and the Gemara says number one aser etmar, number two mishmei Rabbi Yochanan etmar. What is that Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying the Rabbi Yochanan is saying l'fi the Rashash that an avol is mishamish mitasa b'mei av l'chayim misa, and we change that to aser. In other words, the Gemara is good for saying that an avol can't be mishamish mitasa b'mei av l'chayim even on Shabbos. So it's mefurish over here. So why does Tosis go all the way back to the Tosis before to prove his point? It's mamish mefurish over here in the sugya that he's talking about. Yeshua brought a rhyme of Rashi from this Gemara if the Rashash is correct. So I think Rabbi Kivegar is medayik from Tosis, and the fact that Tosis did not bring the Gemara over here is a raya that Rabbi Yochanan held that there's an Isser Tasha Shemitah b'Shabbos. Zakti b'Kivegar, it must be that Tosis understood, not like the Rashash. Tosis understood that this statement that an Avol is Usser to be Mishamash Yutasim and Evelah is not going on Shabbos necessarily. It's going on during the week, and there's no raya that is going on Shabbos, and therefore there's no raya from here to prove that Rabbi Yochanan held that there's no Avelah on Shabbos and he wasn't Mekabel Shmuel. And that's why Tosis had to be a raya from what he wrote earlier in Daf Chav Gimel, based on the Gemara in Ksubis. But Rabbi Gregor says, I see from Tosis that the Rashash is not correct. I see from Tosis that he understood that this din of Avol is also B'tashim B'mei Avla is not referring to Shabbos, it's referring to the weekday only. So if that's the case, if it's going on during the week, and tell me there's a Nisr Tashmish, what do I need that for? It's a B'fesh Rabbi and Daf Chaf Aleph, that an Avol is also B'tashim Shemitah, and why do we have to repeat it over here again? And that is why Rabbi Kivegar is not nachas to the teretz of the Rashash, and you see Kama Gedalim Dibur Chachamim, Rabbi Kivegar asks Akasha, he knows that there's no way out of it, and that's why he did not say the teretz of the Rashash, even though the Pasha says, Lulei Tosis, Rashash is saying a very nice teretz.